This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, you know, again, I'm like, what? And she goes, chapstick. And I go, I'm sorry, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Not being rude, I don't know what you're fucking saying right now. And I'm trying to be polite, and I'm really trying not to be rude, but she keeps saying it. And I'm like, no one knows what you're fucking saying, you know? In a nice way.
Yes.
But just going,
but
like,
at that point, understand like what you're doing and just stop. Like, not like, you, like her, just stop.
No, to her,
this.
Stop. Like, try a new angle or something. Cause she's going,
it sounds like,
chapstick. I want chaps. And I'm going, I don't fucking get it. Like, what's going on? And she's like, my lips are cracked. My lips are dry. And I go, oh, you want vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like you just want
congealed
oil.
Vegetable. You want congealed vegetable.
You just need oil. Like, I hate the way that these corporations have us so brainwashed, and they product us and they market to us, and they just say, here's what you need. Like, spend the money. It's like, it's just fucking oil,
it's just,
man.
Wesson brand vegetable oil.
That's what it is. And you're paying
corn bottle
$15 for a tube with the flour on it, where it's like, buddy, I got a fucking jar of that stuff. And so it was a frustrating experience for me, because the whole time she had been saying it, I was going, as nice as I could, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is insane what's happening.
And they're like,
the
it's
way
not
you're talking
scented.
Is pissing everyone off.
They're like, this smells better. Like, yours isn't scented. It's like, you can put whatever you want in the bottle. There's
go in
so
the
much
yard.
Room to put other stuff from the yard in there.
Literally walk out into the backyard, smell whatever you want. Your favorite smell of all the plants, anything. Put that on. Like, again, like, you're overpaying for just, it's marketing, it's branding. You're being producted. And so to me, that is the definition of what defines, like, just this whole generation. You know, because when I was growing up, it was oil and grass from the yard.
Lacey, what oil do you use?
Talk to us about this, Lacey. Welcome to the show, Lacey.
Well, hi.
Yeah.
I use coconut oil. I mean, I'm black, so we use like all of the oils. Like, I've put everything in
grape
my
seed oil.
Great.
Yeah. Coconut
oil. Yeah.
Canola.
Jojoba oil.
One time I had a really good clam chowder. I put that on my edges. Like, maybe because like we put like avocado and mayo and like juices and berries and shit. Like, black hair. It's a scam. Because all of our products are way more expensive than white people products. And it's always like fresh from the lawn. It is all from the lawn.
Just grab it off the lawn.
It's crazy.
You have to pay for all that.
Yes. I've heard this. Like, really expensive clam chowder.
Yeah.
Bisque.
Like a nice
all kinds
chowder,
of bisques.
Curries.
Tom Yum
soup. A little
soup.
Of that packet from the ramen. Like, anything can be hair products.
Oh yeah, no, it's I've been hearing about this, that they'll charge you like twice as much for like a pho.
Because they know what I'm gonna
and
do
you
with
just
it.
Dunk your whole head in there. Yeah, that's like, you know, but again, like, I'm happy we're talking about it, because you're the scam expert, so like, it's like,
why
yeah,
is that a question? Why are you saying like it was alleged?
That was why did I say it like that? I was saying it like, hey, it's so obvious, right? Like, that was my intention of like, you're the scam expert. Like, everybody knows that. Like, I even have to say it. I can't believe I even have to say this out loud. like wasting airtime when we could be learning from you to like catch up the like two listeners or whatever in the world who have been, you know, living in a cave or something. I have no idea like that, like the scam expert is here. The way I said it was actually quite good. But give me a read. I could take a note. Give me a read. Count me in.
Yeah.
We're going to get a, you're the scam expert that you're happy with. Because I don't want you to feel scammed on this show. I want you to feel like, wow, the boys really respected me. And so just give me a read. You know, give me a line read. I'm not one of these performers who's like, never do a line. It's like, tell me how you want it to sound. You know, it's your, you've been thinking about it. It's your show. Like, I'm a fucking day player.
Well, one, Sean, I love that you guys are getting started early. I know what I signed up for being here. I'm just going to give you the read that you gave me. I'm just going to parrot it back to you. This is what I heard. Yeah, so if Lacey Mosley, the scam expert. It was so shiny. I was transported to a forest. I was like, where did all these trees come from?
I hear that and I go, that's good. Pretty good. Yeah. Sounds pretty good. And I feel like even Hayes is walking back what he was
hearing it again. Yeah, that actually is good.
It's actually kind of good.
Lacey, what a couple weeks. The big sale, Lacey.
Yeah.
Team Coco.
Let's get into it.
Have you decided? Alleged.
Obviously, you're going to invest some of it, but, you know, it's $150 million sale from Team Coco, yes. The Conan O'Brien podcast and company. You are company.
We should talk a little about how, like, sort of the structure of Team Coco. Coco, of course, stands for Community Collective, where all of the Team Coco hosts own an equal piece. Or I think Conan has like two pieces or something because he's both like the creator and he has a show.
And he's quite tall.
Yes.
He's very tall.
And
I mean, when I have to pose some photos with him, because then people realize I'm a short. And that's my secret, my little secret.
They practice radical democracy. They practice mutual aid among all the different podcasts. And so you ask, like, then why... why would such a supportive community hire Adam Sachs, one of the most notorious Interpol wanted corporate terrorists in the world? Someone who is so physically and emotionally abusive, scratches people.
Scratches his friends.
Yes.
If you're on his good side, you will get a scratch right around the collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
But deep. And he just goes, and you know, when he's done it to me, and I don't know what everyone else experiences, but I ran into him with his family in a coffee shop. I would think with his family he would be a little nicer, but I didn't see him. He was waiting in line behind me, and I feel this deep scratch right along the top of the bone, like right along the clavicle, and it starts fountaining blood.
Like Tarantino style shooting out.
It was like, he knows exactly, it was like a Kill Bill style scratch.
Where the blood really spurts.
And then he goes, hey, bud, didn't see you there. Which, okay, that's a mind fuck, right? You didn't see me, but you're the one that scratched me.
He hit that spurt spot.
And then I was just like, hey, oh yeah, good to see you, Adam. Like, so happy about the sale, that everything's going so well. It's so cool that you're sharing so much of it with Lacey. Then I was like, just one second, like, let me just talk to the barista real quick. And I lean and I go, hey, I'm so sorry, I don't want to hold up the line. What is a cortado? Scratch down the center of my calf, I feel. Oh. Turn around.
No, he got all the way down to scratch your calf.
It's Adam's toddler son.
Oh, no.
Who then begins explaining to me what a cortado is. Which, I'm not retaining any of it. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking, I just got scratched again. Right? And neither one of them, I think... has put me in a position where I can like retaliate in any way, or even take any kind of legal action because Adam clearly said didn't see you there. So there's no intent, cannot prove intent.
He didn't see you. He
and then the kid is like, actually, kids just operate fully outside the law.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a tough trip to the coffee shop, and I ended up not even getting anything. I got a bunch of ice chips to chew on.
I did see him at the grocery store, also with his entire family, the day before the sale. This did happen. We talked for a while. I asked him what was going on with Team Coco specifically. He did not say anything about $150 million sale. Actually, his answer was, in fact, very boring. He just said everything's basically the same.
But as he's saying this, he's putting entire shelves into
train
of shopping carts.
He was tipping over the shelf into the cart. That's exactly what he was doing. And he was using a laser to disconnect the freezer section from the wall so he could just like pull it out with him, like in Fast Five, where they take the safe.
Yeah, I saw him. Actually, I was like on a jog, and he was on a jog too, with his whole family.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was running slowly because he was wearing gold shoes, like they were literally gold, and he was running very slowly with his entire family.
Wow. And the family, and yeah, then the family has all different, like their birthstone of shoe.
Yeah.
Just wearing a huge gem.
You've heard of Uncut Gems?
That's, yes, that's his family's.
That's his family's now.
Shoes. That's about their shoes. Yeah. That's now about their shoes. Now, you know, happy for you, obviously. Happy that you're getting such a big chunk of this. Do you know, obviously, you'll invest some. And I know you're going to get a decent chunk of crypto. But what is the plan? Like, what's our mad money purchase? What's our fun run going to be? Like, what are we going to do to just say like, hey, we, you know, we are in this. Let's cut loose. What's our really fun luxury item going to be?
Sean, that is such a good question.
Thank you. I felt really good asking it. I went, I'm crushing this.
The amount of money that I'm getting from this sale, you know, I've been thinking about like maybe really blowing it on like a super deep breath. I feel like I can afford that with the money that I got.
Wow.
like outside of a spa or something.
Yeah, like I can't afford to go into the spa with the money that I'm making from this sale, but I could for sure stand outside of it.
That sounds so relaxing.
That breath is going to be so deep.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Or like maybe, you know, going outside and getting a blade of grass.
Wow. You know,
things that I can afford with the money that I'm making.
Halfway to a chapstick at that point. Yeah.
$150 million. No, I like to put it this way. It's like, you know, back in the day, my ancestors took like this carnival cruise.
Okay.
And it brought them to America.
Okay.
And they got these unpaid internships.
I'm following.
Like at big like plants, like some people call them plantations. And, you know, they would just like sing and pick textiles all day long. Mm-hmm. And, they weren't really like, it was like an internship, but like unpaid and you couldn't leave.
Right.
Yeah. And I like make very similar wages to them that
with
they
Team
did.
Coco. Wow. And so their respect for tradition there is really impressive. I mean, with all these like new fangled companies and stuff, they're like
new media and like disruptors, and it's like, well, actually, there are some proven models
before. Yeah,
yeah, no, there are some proven profit models that have been in place for quite some time.
Extremely lucrative.
Wow.
So to hear that they're honoring that is interesting. Yeah. I do have to say, I did run into Adam just on my way in to record this podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was standing in my driveway and he was with his family. And, you know, we just had the best talk and, you know, I congratulated him. And I, of course, said, we're about to have Lacey on the show. Like, you know, she's part of the whole Team Coco family unit. I actually was like, I guess I said, oh, you're with your family. And then I said, actually, not your whole family, because Lacey's part of your family.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and he said, oh, good. And I said, well, I'm sure she'll have nothing but nice things to say about you. And he said, yeah, I just, you know, as long as she doesn't compare our business model to any you know, horrid human atrocities, I think we're going to be okay. And I said, hey, the kid's a pro, Ad. Who do you think we're talking about? So that's nice. I think this all has gone pretty well.
He said this, I mean, a similar thing to me. And like, we're having Lacey on the show and like, I'm sure she'll say nice things. And he said, I'm sure she will too. And he held up his index finger, which is the really sharp one.
The sharp one with the long nail. Yeah.
And it gave like a poing, you know, like that little, like a single like glint that made a sound.
We both go to the same acrylicist.
Wow. Right?
You have a sound
put in. Oh yeah, you and his whole family go to the same acrylicist. Okay.
Yes. If you don't know, that's like a nail person who does acrylics, and it's also a word that I just came up with.
Wow.
But yeah, so we all go there because we like them nice and sharp.
Okay.
But yeah, when I say with his whole family, I'm including myself, because why would me not be a part of his family?
What I asked him actually the same question that you liked so much about what was going to be like his mad money, like fun purchase. You know, we've known Adam for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He was at Earwolf before Team Coco, and we had a lot of laughs, and obviously we did Comic-Con through them. And so I just kind of got to chatting with him and his family. And I said, you know, what are you looking forward to the most, you know, after you invest, after you get a heaping chunk of crypto? Like, what's going to be your thing that's just like, this is Adam's time? And he told me he was getting Wolverine surgery.
Like, he's going to actually be able to, like, shing, but out of his knuckles.
The entire adamantium skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And also the healing factor that allows him to
survive the surgery at
knuckle
all.
Knuckle skin. Yeah exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again.
Now, is he being selfish? Is he just doing this for him, or is he going to like extend
his whole family is going to do it?
Okay. Everyone in his family is getting Wolverine surgery.
Mm-hmm.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah,
you know, like
really
Adam
nice.
Really. I don't know if you guys have seen those billboards that are like, "Take time to be a dad."
Yes.
Like Adam saw that and was like, "Holy shit! Like I got to do that right now." And that's why he does it every day.
He says, He saw that billboard. And he said, "I got to go."
I think all the time, and obviously like the models for like what it means to be a father, to be masculine, and all these things have changed and largely for the better. And parenting, co-parenting looks completely different than it did, you know, a number of years ago when I was a kid. But I do think about my dad leaving to get the Wolverine surgery, me watching, waving from the porch. You know, him not even really explaining what he was on his way to get done, but not sharing that with me, not only not having me get it, which we didn't have a lot of money. So, you know, that probably wouldn't have been in the cards. But for him to not even explain to me, I'm going to get the adamantium skeleton back up. First, I'm going to get the healing power that will allow me to survive the adamantium skeleton. And then when I come home, I will be schnicked, like able to do the Wolverine thing.
Sean, I feel bad. I feel so bad for you. I feel like you told me this story before and that like you guys were so broke that you like didn't even have shoes.
He's told me this story before too.
Like they used to call you like shoeless Sean, but then your dad had Wolverine body.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't.
But his dad is also blasting all the shoes open because he got his hands and his feet.
That was less of a money issue and more of a just when my dad tried to teach me how to tie my shoes, he didn't fully have control over his Wolverine powers yet. Mm-hmm. And so he'd sort of show me like the bunny goes through the hole and chases the barber around and then schnicked, he would just slice through the shoes and part of my feet. Mm-hmm. And just send, you know, shoelace and leather flying. So yeah, so I was shoeless because of that. And I had actually a precursor to those Uncut Gems shoes that you saw, which is just a big rock.
Mm-hmm. Was it at least limestone? Did your dad go to the
I would
National
kill
Park?
For limestone, such a soft
it was a composite.
Rock.
Composite.
Oh, limestone's such a soft rock. I would synthetic. Kill for that. No, yeah, the limestone quarry was shut down at that time.
Someone did a cannonball, which was not allowed. They had to shut down the whole quarry.
Mm-hmm.
Said, okay, all right, well,
for one cannonball,
okay,
hope
well,
it was
now
worth
it's
it.
Ruined for everyone.
Hope it was worth it. Yes, you're the life of
the
party. The
quarry is closed.
You're the life of the party. The last party we're ever going to throw at the quarry.
Well, now no more limestone for anyone.
And this is a great, and we try to teach people lessons on the show. You know, anyone who goes to a party ever, you look around and you have the thought, this whole place is just waiting for one crazy motherfucker to do the first cannonball.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are kind of standing around, sipping a drink, and the party hasn't started yet. Like it's not a party yet. And you think, am I the crazy son of a bitch hero who's going to turn this thing out when I do the very first of many cannonballs? Normally a great instinct. At the quarry? Don't do it. Please. They're going to shut it down. And then we're going to have to, for the rest of the summer, have parties at the 7-Eleven parking lot. Because the quarry is closed.
Lacey, you were at the pool today.
Yeah.
Did anyone do a big cannonball?
Our pool is 3 feet. So, of course, people were doing cannonballs. And just slamming into the bottom of the pool very quickly. It's much like the quarry. Like, one person does it, and then there's just, like, so much blood in the pool.
Yeah. The pool is basically dry at that point, except for blood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but then we all get in anyway, because a lot of blood is actually fine to swim in.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty buoyant.
Some of it is. A lot of it actually is.
Man, I'm thinking about seeing Conan's long ass in that 3-foot pool. Him getting into that 3-foot pool, man.
He loves it. He comes by
just
all the
below
time.
The knee.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun that you two cut it up and just have, you know, fun drinks out in that pool with his long ass and those 3 feet of bloody cannonball water.
Listen, Conan loves to get his ankles wet. Like, he loves to get his ankles wet. Never will miss an opportunity to wet them thangs.
Every year, you know, the fellas and I go to Vegas, and my wife is like, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do there? And you can tell, like, she's a little bit nervous. And I'm like, well, you know, we'll do like a little gambling and stuff. But we mostly just like, we're just going to watch sports and just like, there's some restaurants we got to go to and stuff like that. But I'm going to Dre and I'm doing cannonballs. That's what me and the fellas do.
Mm-hmm.
Which of course leads to, it's the most direct route to infidelity that you can take. You go to Vegas. Yes. One cannonball. And then it's just, they just line up.
If a woman sees you execute a perfect cannonball and create a tremendous splash.
Yeah.
At that point, it's not, you know, intellectual thought is out the window.
Mm-hmm.
There is a genetic evolutionary instinct, right?
Mm-hmm.
To seek out and breed with the mightiest cannonball doer. And this goes, you know, all the way back throughout human history. Because if you think about traits that indicate survival, ability to locate water, bravery, heft, surviving impact, shouting, right? Because you got to say cannonball when you do it or it doesn't count. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, it's almost unfair that you let them see you do a big cannonball like that. In fact, it is unfair. It's unfair mm-hmm. to your wife.
That's true. Like if I see someone attractive do a cannonball, like I immediately
they don't have to be attractive.
An egg. They become attractive. They become yeah. attractive.
Yeah.
Like I release an egg like a pin. Can't even take it. Genetics. Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook. Kevin, I know we said for this episode, because Lacey was, of course, there for the sale of Team Coco to Sirius for $150 million, that we asked you for this episode to wear what you were going to wear for when you pitch our network to Sirius for $150 million. So Lacey can kind of like evaluate.
Because we've been doing it like three times as long as Coded.
Yes. And so I see you're wearing the
fall fit.
The closer's t-shirt. Yes.
Olive pants. Dark brown shirt.
Dark brown. I wouldn't say that's dark brown.
Yeah, you're right. Very loose.
Do you think, Lacey, I mean, just like number one, I want you to evaluate the whole thing, but like, should his collar be looser?
I mean, it's like you stepped into the shirt, like with your feet, and then the bottom. Hold it up for your body.
It up.
Yeah. 2 feet in, reach down, pull it up, throw it up in the air, and then... stick your arms out straight to the side.
Put on his shirt and pants at the same time.
Yeah, but I feel like this is like a new type of cleavage. You know, I'm tired of the V-neck. I'm tired of like people aggressively knowing that I like want to show my boobs. Like this is kind of like flirty. It's like it moves around. Like the part.
It could get trapped against his throat. You'd be able to see his entire shoulder blades. Or the way it is now, there's like this little, gosh, there's this sort of like, you're right, this teasy, flirty kind of like, this is where a necklace could go. It's and like you'd be able to see all of it.
Depending on how you have the shirt, Kevin, it's like we could see like your hips. Mm-hmm. Or we can see your lower back. Like you could move it anywhere. Yeah. You could get
a
whole
show.
There's
a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Lacey, what are we doing for 4th of July this year?
We're going to Hawaii. They did say the Hawaiians, they said, don't come there.
Yes. And they said, please, Lacey, please don't come.
They are really saying that, like, legit. They're like, please, no one come here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want that for you guys, but like...
I totally agree. No one else should come after me, and even leading up to me. Let's all take a break.
Right, like I go, but like no one should go.
Yes,
but I'll be there. But everyone stop. But I use like I'm black, so then I'm like, well, I know you said no one come, but I was like, but I'm black, so I'm gonna come. It's just like I deserve that. It's just like we shouldn't fly private jets, but like I should have a private jet.
Quite a corner to be in. Yeah. You're responding to that.
If I'm Hawaii, I'm sweating.
I go, man, I need to play this exactly right.
Like, what are you going to say to me? You're going to say I can't come. I'm black. Like that. What are you going to say?
If I'm Hawaii, genuinely, I go, no, of course I didn't mean you. No, I'm saying we should tell everyone, like, if you could help, like, that nobody else should come.
Yes,
but obviously you'll be here. What island?
I'm going to Maui.
Wowie.
Going to Maui, Wowie. And, like, I'm going to do the opposite of the White Lotus, or maybe I'll just do the White Lotus. I haven't decided.
Okay.
But,
either that or the opposite.
Yeah, either I'll be like completely amazing or I'll be just like absolutely terrible.
Okay.
And horrible. I haven't decided yet though.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know what you meant when you said it at first, but now it's just like, it's a level of quality that you can be, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a human being when you're living in Maui. But I got this house, this villa at some resort, and then my friends are flying out, but they're all flying out at different times. They're not all ever going to be there.
That could be a really interesting Instagram reel. Then you film each of them as they're coming through the door at different times, and like the big platters of food that they brought. on the plane. They each have like a different specialty platter that they're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the song, I think, is Welcome to My House by Flo Rida. And the caption is like, this is how we do it, or like, we roll deep or something like that. And it's them with like these big platters of
trays of meats.
Yes, meat, shrimp, pasta platter, big bagel and like lox spread, candy, big candy platter.
I told them that's like the requirement for entry is like you have to bring something and you have to fly with it.
If you're not carrying a platter, like, you know, this is, again, I'm from a different generation.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, you had a platter with you when you showed up at someone's villa.
Mm-hmm.
You were holding, that was a given. You know what I mean? And by the way, if you got halfway there and you realize you didn't have the platter, honey, we're turning around, because there was no way you were going to catch me in the middle of an Instagram reel displaying a montage of people approaching with platters, and I'm walking in there with nothing in my hands but two big handfuls of my own ass cheeks shoved down my back pockets or whatever. That just wasn't going to happen. It couldn't be me. But now these kids, they don't even care. So stuff, yeah.
Can't wait to see Conan show up to the villa holding his long ass.
His long ass holding the platter.
Yeah, no. I mean, luckily my friends, they've all come up like around the same time, Sean. So we don't show up raw handed. Like, you're not going to see the whites of our palms when we show up anywhere.
You never see it. But when you do see that, they're so white because they're so rarely exposed to the sun, because
there's been a platter on them for most of their existence.
Yes, exactly.
Kevin, you leaning over with that scoop neck?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, whoops. Sorry, forgot about that.
This guy knows exactly what he's doing.
Right, a pinup. Mm-hmm. A whole pinup over here.
What do you want me to see? Kevin, you want to just get together, take a couple cheesecake photos, and get the whole thing out of your system?
We should start a calendar. The podcaster's calendar.
We should start a new calendar.
Lazy, do you think that we should have a calendar for our Patreon? Should we start a calendar?
I feel like a calendar is really ambitious. Mm-hmm. But I do think that this could be something that would really push, you know, you guys' $150 million sale.
Are you offering $150?
Because we have room to negotiate.
So I could buy this show for $150.
The first thing I heard from you that I don't want to get too far away from is that you do think that a calendar is like beyond our capacity. The creative calendar you refer to as very ambitious.
I just feel like it's a lot of work, guys. You know how many days are in the year?
It's so much work.
So yeah,
it's so long.
It just makes it clear that you view our personal capabilities as somewhere below that of most firehouses.
Okay, can you slide down a pole and then like go to a
no
fire?
I'm not saying you're wrong. It just was sort of jarring to hear. There's a lot of stuff that I can't do, but I just go, I was thinking like, I think like groups of people get a calendar going. It's not, but now that I'm looking at it, I go, no, they all do have a little more organization underneath them.
What would you want it to look like? If you guys commit to this calendar, is it going to be pictures of you guys?
Well, would that be good?
I think that could be okay.
Yeah, it could be okay.
Fine.
Yeah, it could be totally fine. We probably won't do that. I mean, it could be fine, but
you know how you turn in, it's like a different image every month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we could do one where it folds down, it keeps going down all the way to the floor, and so you're building the full image over the course of 12 months.
Ideally, what we would sell it with a tool so that you could hang it up near the top. So you would seal
it up really high.
And then there's like a month turning tool that you could reach up there and sort of, you know, undo the latch or whatever to have the next piece.
Oh,
that.
Like when people get clothes like off a really high shelf for you at a store, like you have.
Yes,
like
they have the special stick.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just imagine this, like, by the late fall, people are going to be like tripping and sliding over the paper.
Not knowing where the stick is. Oh, no. Yeah. It won't
gonna keep unfolding
because it's going to be the full wall. Most of our, we did a poll actually, and most of our listeners have 10-foot ceilings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Some of them more. Some of them have, like, you know, sort of like a cathedral setup, but most of them,
you know,
have
those podcast surveys. That are like, we want to hear from you so we can like make better shows, but it's actually so they can find out like your purchasing power, basically. Mm-hmm. So they can product you, so they can sell.
So
ads
they can brand you so that you can buy bullshit chapstick when it's literally just you could pour a bunch of oil on your
So we found that our audience is very ceiling rich.
Wow.
Yeah,
very,
they got really
very
high
ceiling
ones.
Resourced. Yes.
So if we hang it up there and then they've got the tool, which we probably would want to sell like a holder for the tool. Because the first thing I thought was you said they'd be tripping. I didn't think you meant on the paper on the floor, because I know it's obviously not going to reach the floor until the last month.
Right. You've done the market research.
But they do not have a holder for this tool. Most of our listeners do not have one.
Yeah.
They don't have like a blow poke or any kind of fireplace set.
No.
Where they can keep all of their stuff. So we would need to get something else.
But we can handle that side of it. The image itself, I think, is where you come in. And
please.
I think the absolute perfect image for a calendar this long would be Conan's long ass.
Yes. So it's like, what's going to be long enough that as it continues to be revealed over the, is it 12 months now?
Yeah, there's
12
now.
Okay. God, I'm never going to get used to that. Over the course of that, what's going to, you know, keep you coming back to the calendar to continue turning, other than, of course, your various appointments? I think it's Conan's long ass.
Like, how many of the months, how many of the months do you think would be like crack? Like, are you going to start,
you
know, at the hips? Like, how many months are going to just
I think just from what I can see of it from that, like, the outside, like, concealed under the jeans, I think the crack honestly begins, like, January 7th.
Okay, January 7th starts the crack. And then I feel like, does the crack go until, like,
Christmas?
July? Oh, it's okay. It's gonna be all year.
Yeah.
Drag. Are we doing hair? Like, is there a hair situation? It would be red, right? There'd be like red hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same hair.
His long ass
head.
would have long red hair.
Yeah, but there's sort of like a
that would
red,
be good for
like,
March. Like
coiffed like pompadour. Yeah.
It's a pompadour on it. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I like this. How are you guys marking the holidays? Like, are you putting Thanksgiving and
like is it a freckle?
I guess that gives Thanksgiving. Like, you is that what you do?
It's giving.
You mark
it's
the
giving Thanksgiving.
It's giving Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have been at the first Thanksgiving. It's probably really bad. No, it definitely was, huh?
It's probably so fun.
The first Thanksgiving was probably so awesomely fun, just like because you didn't have all the baggage tied up in it, right, where everyone's being producted now and
chilling with
too.
Squanto.
Oh yeah, that does actually sound lit. And it's like the first New Year's Eve, because it's like there's no pressure for it to be good.
Yeah,
if I was there, man, I would have eaten so much I'd have to loosen the buckle on my hat.
Oh yeah, my hand would be getting thick. All that turkey. They had turkey, right? Turkey pulled up to the party, right?
Mm-hmm.
As like an invited guest.
They thought it was a turkey. They didn't know what any of this stuff was. They had
didn't
like
have,
just
they didn't
gotten
have
there.
The bird identification tools that we have now. So a lot of stuff would get called turkey back then.
Like, yeah, we had some of that flying turkey. Yeah. What? Yeah, some of that crawling turkey.
Yeah,
like, was that a rat? Yeah.
It was a big seagull.
Friend, you ate. Yeah.
A friend that you ate? Oh, no.
No, I was saying friend, yeah, you ate a, and then he jumped in with seagull, which was pretty good.
It was okay.
That's actually eating crow. That's what that comes from.
Crows,
it's like
so
it's
small.
Like you thought it was a turkey.
Crows, I actually think crows are big.
They're big.
You know, every time you see a
Lacey,
crow, you
we
don't
might
say,
edit this out.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh my
when
God,
you see
big?
A crow, you have to say, that's a big crow.
Yeah. And one thing you can do too is go, is that a raven? Ravens are bigger, yeah. right? That's such yes. a big crow.
You have
like this
to.
This is not right. None of this is accurate. I feel like
Lacey.
No. They also have a lot of bones. Like, who wants to eat a crow? You're going to just mostly be sucking on like so many bones.
Lacey, they don't have barely any bones.
they're
huge. They don't have barely any bones at all.
A crow is like a boneless wing. Like,
yes.
I've never had any bones. Which is yes. a chicken nugget. What is that? Why is boneless wing lying to us like that? It's a chicken nugget.
The boneless wing is a chicken nugget.
The boneless wing is a chicken nugget.
This is making me think of Kevin's feet. Kevin, what are you wearing on your feet for the sale tomorrow?
I cut off just the tip of...
Let me see. Show me.
Wow.
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 Ankle socks.
So you're trying to show a little ankle.
I give him just a little ankle. The rest is fantasy.
I like this like Victorian harlot look. Just
Kevin
like a little
says,
bit of ankle.
He says, you want to see the rest, you got to pay. 150 million bones.
Well, Lacey, we're at the halfway point of the recording. It's time for Kevin's little quiz. It's just a machine gun questions that I have been working on over the years. Sock and boppers or slip and slide?
Sock and boppers, because slip and slides, you die. And there's lots of rocks.
You get really sick.
You
dies.
Slide and there's like so many rocks just scraping your body.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have all those rocks on there.
Yeah, it's covered in disease. You're sliding on disease.
Mm-hmm.
Tap dance or ballet?
Tap dance, because like anyone can look good at it. Like you just like have
anybody
to have
could do it.
Loud shoes.
It is fake. So easy
completely
to just start
easy.
Tap dancing and look so cool. So
anytime
amazing.
Someone's impressed by it, I'm just like, what do you think you're seeing right
yes.
now? That's fake. It's so easy.
Just move your arms around a lot, but like a very straight. Yes.
It's
like
all
the
in
sound
the
is so much of it. It's like, just get, you know, you can make that sound with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Men will literally do blank before doing therapy.
Men will literally like do anything.
Yeah, don't even answer this because whatever you say, Kevin will literally do it before going to therapy.
I know. He's looking for something to get permission to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
A question. Yeah,
just say their jobs for our sake. They will do their jobs before going to therapy.
So you guys are actively keeping Kevin from therapy, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, we just need him to do his job first.
Yes. I don't mind if he goes to therapy once his job is done.
When is that, though? Like, when do you clock him out and say he can go talk to a professional?
When I'm satisfied.
When you're satisfied.
When I'm satisfied. When we hit our goal.
These are really vague, Sean. I feel like these aren't time frames.
We have an agreed upon goal for a number of subscribers to this show.
All of this is so vague. Like, I feel like if I got on the phone call like, with a bank and they were like, you might have to wait for 3 to 5 minutes. What is satisfied? Like, how long is that?
We want to be at least half of Doughboys.
Kevin's job is done. When I get a phone call, I answer the phone. I say, hello. Nobody answers. I hear breathing on the other end.
Mm.
I know it's Scott Aukerman. I know he's calling to tell me that that I won. But he can't bring himself to say the words.
And you just know how he breathes.
I just make him sit on the line.
Scott?
Hello, Scott.
I've been expecting this call.
This is a tricky one. If that happens, I've officially
Bye.
Seen
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.